The curtains are closing on Democratic control of the Senate. But before that happens, a couple Democrats are making a last-ditch, long-shot effort to get one of President Biden's cabinet nominees confirmed. Julie Hsu has been acting labor secretary for almost 2 years. NPR's Andrea Hsu explains why her confirmation is even still a thing.
Julie Hsu first joined the Labor Department in 2021 as deputy secretary. Then when Labor Secretary Marty Walsh left 2 years later, President Biden nominated her to succeed him.
Mr. President, when you said you wanted to be the most pro-worker, pro-union president in history and restore decency and build the middle class, I said, sign me up for that. I want to help do that.
Under Hsu's leadership, the Labor Department has been busy making rules like requiring construction companies to ensure safety gear fits whoever's wearing it.
So for construction workers who are women, that's going to help save their lives.
Another rule still in the works would protect workers from excessive heat.
Workers are dying in construction, in farm work, also in indoor jobs because it's too hot.
Totally preventable, Hsu says. Perhaps where she's been the most visible is at the bargaining table. She's been all over the country trying to make sure workers in all kinds of industries are getting a fair deal.
And the only people who can decide whether that's fair is the workers themselves.
As deputy secretary, she was part of the team that brokered a deal for freight rail workers that they rejected. People are still mad about it today. But Hsu has managed to gain the trust of some skeptics, like East Coast dock workers. When they went on strike in October, she was there helping them get a huge pay raise. Their union president, Harold Daggett, sung her praises on Fox News.
Secretary of Labor Julie Hsu has been terrific. She's knocking down doors. She's trying to stop this. She's trying to get us to a media where we can have a fair negotiations.
Now, all of this she has done without confirmation because she didn't have the votes. She's been acting secretary for 648 days. Republicans complain that Biden is breaking a law that limits how long an official can serve in an acting capacity. Lawmakers brought it up repeatedly at a House hearing this spring. Here's Kevin Kiley of California.
This has gotten ridiculous. You've shattered all records as far as an unconfirmed nominee clinging to power.
He also called on her to resign, telling her the Senate had ample opportunity to confirm her.
And they've chosen not to.
In recent weeks, however, a couple of Hsu's closest allies on Capitol Hill have been working on that. In a statement to NPR, Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois said they do now have the votes to confirm Hsu, but they may not have the time. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer would need to schedule a vote, and with every passing hour, it's looking doubtful. It's a reality that frustrates Liz Schuler, president of the AFL-CIO.
In fact, should have happened 2 years ago.
Julie Hsu's time in office reminds Schuler of another female labor secretary, Frances Perkins, who served under FDR. She brought America the minimum wage, the 40-hour work week, and so much more. Schuler says both Perkins and Hsu are unsung heroes.
And that's often how women leaders end up in our history books. Their work is often behind the scenes. It's not recognized and appreciated like it should be.
Now, as a former labor secretary, Frances Perkins does have a portrait hanging on the walls of the Labor Department. Without confirmation, Julie Hsu will not. Maybe, Schuler says, they should change the rules. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.